And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Ron Israel is here all the way up from Boston, although I hear that he's actually from New York originally. So I need to know, Sox or Yankees?
Sox.
Oh, good man. Well, I think he's got another one all set to play for us here, so we're going to let him do it.
Let all the immigrants in. Let all the immigrants in. Ain't no crime, it ain't a sin. Let all the immigrants in. Now the pilgrims were the first, you know. They had nowhere else to go. Came and put on quite a show and fooled the Indian. Let all the immigrants in. Let all the immigrants in. Ain't no crime, it ain't no sin. Just let all the immigrants in. Africans came in droves, forced to flee their mother load. Didn't have a chance to vote about their destination. Let all the immigrants in. Let all the immigrants in. Ain't no crime, it ain't no sin, just let all the immigrants in. Now my granddad, he came too, but just another immigrant Jew coming out when World War II changed his expectation. Let all the immigrants in, let all the immigrants in. Ain't no crime, it ain't a sin, just let all the immigrants in. Today I look around and see Hindus, Muslims, Chinese, Latinos, Filipinos too, fixing up the immigrants too. Let all the immigrants in, let all the immigrants in. Ain't no crime, it ain't no sin, just let all the immigrants in. So someone tell me, what's the fuss? Aren't they a lot like us? A get here first, a get some clout, a get here last, a get locked out.
Ron Israel.
That one is also from the CD, and we actually made a YouTube video. If you go on YouTube and punch in the title of the song, Let All the Immigrants In, you'll get a great video that Doug Cortland, my producer, put together that has footage of immigrants from all over the world that kind of illustrate the message of this song.
Very cool. Yeah, I bet that one gets people going if you do it live. Sounds like a sing-along, a big raving.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an old-fashioned folk song.
Yeah, like definitely. Raise your voices, folks. Ron Israel's here with us, and he's got songs from his great new CD called Homeless in America. But he's got all kinds of CDs out there, too. He's got 8, he says. We're up to 8.
Yeah, I've been writing music for a long time. So I decided early on that I didn't want to be a commercial artist. I spent some time in L.A. and Hollywood, and there are lots of good musicians out there, but it wasn't my cup of tea. I really like following the folk musician tradition and having a life and writing music to reflect my life. So that's what I've done. And over the course of living and experiencing different things, I've put together a bunch of different CDs that have different themes to them. And you can find them all on my website, ronisraelmusic.com.
Excellent.
So, but I'll stick for this interview. I'm going to stick to songs that are on the Homeless in America CD, or are post-homeless songs that are kind of lining up as candidates for the sequel to homeless.
As we were talking about.
Yeah.
The subject is just keeps giving.
Just want to pull out one here if I can find it. But maybe not. Okay. Oh, here it is. So, so I got a lot of people commented that, you know, your songs are good, but are they only targeted towards this current administration in the America? So I say, yeah, for the most part, but there are other people out there who also are doing some terrible things as leaders of countries that should be cooperating, but instead are trying to take each other down. So here's a song about Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin met the Chechenian rebels at a secret location in the Ural Mountains. They didn't even have common language. The meeting was over in less than 5 minutes. Then Vladimir Putin, he summoned his forces, slaughtered the rebels, installed his own people. And you who idealize this place, criticize our fear, take the rag away from your face. Now is the time to be clear. Vladimir Putin, he can't stand opposition, jails them and kicks them out of his country. And some die suddenly in strange places, like Boris Nemtsov in front of the Kremlin, or Alexander Litvinenko in a London hotel room. And you who idealize this place and criticize our fear, take the rag away from your face, 'cause now is the time to get clear. Vladimir Putin rigged the U.S. election with the help of some insider information, broadcasting news that never happened, sending emails from one party and putting them out there for all folks to see them. But in the end, they didn't mean nothing, but allowed someone else to pretend they meant something. And you, who idealize this place and criticize our fears, take the rag away from your face, 'cause now is the time to get clear. Vladimir Putin does not get his people. Why do they protest and risk prosecution? Accuse me wrongly of corruption. Speak out in alleyways when no one can hear them. Send messages that need to be censored. You, who idealize this place and criticize our fears, take the rag away from your face. Now is the time to get clear.
And there's a brand new one.
Yeah, the chords from that song actually were stolen. I hope Bob doesn't get angry with me, yeah, but they were taken from a Dylan song way back when called, I think it was The Ballad of Hattie Carroll.
Yes.
Which was based on the story of this white guy who abused an African-American servant girl. So I use the same chord progression. Actually, a couple of lines of the chorus are kind of modified of what Dylan's original chorus was on that song, yeah.
That's okay. It's a long-standing tradition to steal.
Well, he's done it, I think.
Oh, yeah.
With all due respect.
Sure thing, absolutely. Guaranteed he did. And that one's, you just call it Vladimir Putin, is that the
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very good. Ron Israel is here with us in the studio on Out of the Woods this week. And all sorts of great protest songs in this. We're in quite a time here, so it's great to hear it.
Yeah, so I'm just going to run a couple more that I'd like to do for you if there's time.
Let me absolutely. As you can tell, yes. Ron is still in the non-digital world here as far as his...
That's right. That's right. I don't have my songs...
I'm not paperless yet.
Right. Living in a strange world. Living in a strange world. I don't like it. Is this how it's supposed to be? I don't like it. Don't make sense to me. Got a brother, lives across town. We don't talk much about what goes down. Don't like it. Don't make sense to me. I don't like it. Is this how it's supposed to be? There's one fella, hates us all, blows things up in the shopping mall. I don't like it. Don't make sense to me. I don't like it. Is this how it's supposed to be? Good goes bad, bad goes mean. It's a crazy, mixed up scene. Don't like it. President says, follow him, as if he knows something. Don't like it, I don't make sense to me. I don't like it, is this how it's supposed to be? Facts don't matter, words stick, the winner has the greatest trick. Oh, I don't like it. Don't make sense to me. I don't like it. Is this how it's supposed to be? What a place to raise the kids. I tell them when they ask what gives. I don't like it. I don't make sense to me. Don't like it. Is this how it's supposed to be? Living in a strange world. Living in a strange world. Living in a strange world. Don't like it. It don't make sense to me.
Ron Israel. Yeah, what do you call that one?
Living in a Strange World.
Indeed.
Yeah, that's also a new one.
I didn't think I recognized that one. I think the brain bugs have crawled up into the brains. I don't know if you saw that TV series last year.
No, what was that?
It was called Brain Dead.
Oh, really?
It was all about ancient bugs from outer space that were somehow brought to Washington and escaped, and they started crawling up into the brains of all the movers and shakers, and hilarity ensued. Unfortunately, it became true.
Yeah, I'll have to look that one up. So, let me do two more. One, a song, a challenge song, and the other, an inspirational song. This is also new, called Who Can Stand Up to the Strong Man? Stand up to the strong man when he makes his play. Who has the courage to speak out and say, I ain't going that way? Will it be his lieutenants, the ones who shake their head yes? One of them step out of line and insist I can't go along with this. Will it be the judges who he put on the bench? Will one of them break with the other and say, sorry I dissent? Or will it be the merchants? He lines their pockets with gold. Will they stop gifting him all of his houses and his clothes? Will it be reporters? He calls them enemies. Will they call him what he is, a liar and a thief? Or will it be you, my brother? He's got you doing time. When will you wake up and see your life is on the line? Will stand up to the strong man when he makes his play? Who has the courage to speak out and say, I ain't going that way? No, I ain't going that way.
Ron Israel, live here in our studio on Out of the Woods.
Okay, so let me close with a song intended to be an inspirational song called Don't Neglect Nobody. This is a song that I wrote several years ago. It's actually was originally recorded on a earlier CD called Songs for the Developing World, which is songs about countries all over the world that are in crisis or going through change. But so this is called Don't Neglect Nobody. And it's also on, we reproduced it and redid the arrangement, so it's on the new Homeless in America CD. So I hope everybody likes it. Sun picks her head up
see sky and blue. Here comes a new day, we're all going through. Some people will be born today, take wings and fly. Some gonna fade away, some gonna die. Good morning, Africa. My name is Spain. I see that you're thirsty, there's no need to explain. Get you water, quick as can be. You're a big part of my family. Down in the city and out on the farm, you know everybody just tries to keep safe from harm. Some hauling water, some planting seeds. So many people, so many needs. Hello, India, I'm from Peru. What in the world are we gonna do? So many people, they're just poor as can be. They're a big part of my family. Now, internet message reminds everyone there's this connection to all that gets done. Nobody need wonder why they should care about what's going on everywhere. Hello, America, how do? You know everybody is just looking at you. Look in the mirror, what do you see? There's a great big reflection, my family. Tell your people to get in line, learn to sing on key, and carry out family responsibility. Help a weak one to be strong, a lost one to be found, and don't neglect nobody whole world round. Don't neglect nobody whole.
Israel. That's a nice one. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think I played that on the show already at some point.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can do more. It's up to you.
Yeah, sure. We could probably squeeze in one more if you want.
Okay.
So do you have any other events down the road?
Yeah. So in November, I think it's the second or third Thursday, I am at Life Alive in Cambridge. And then in December, I'm going to be at the Amazing Things Performance Center in Framingham. I think it's the second Thursday in December. I don't know what that is, but yeah. I'll do a non-Trump protest song, but with this.
Here's your encore, everybody.
This is called Bitter to Sweet. Put some sugar in my coffee. Plant your kiss on my cheek. Let me see the possibility of turning bitter to sweet.
take the man out of his blue song. Give him a different beat, shifting grooves can mean a move from bitter to sweet. That's what I love about you, mama. Your million different ways of taking on what seem to be some lost and lonely days. Put a wink onto my black eye, pour rose water on my feet, post a rainbow on the dark sky. Turn bitter to sweet. Cause playing in this big tent, you get wind and defeat, but there is magic in the moment you turn bitter to sweet. That's why the only kind of hero in this unnerving place is someone who gives our brew different kind of taste. Now you may be full of anger, see life and delete, but change your mind when you find bitter turn to sweet. Bitter turn to sweet.
Very nice. Ron Israel.
So thank you for having me here today. I hope people enjoy my songs and the recording that we did. And, yeah.
Well, we'll have to have you back for the update and all the new songs.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure you're going to have all kinds of news stories to feed the songwriting as we go along.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no shortage of that. And as I said, I hope that my music resonates with people who share my concerns about the current political state of affairs, but also in some small way maybe inspires other songwriters, folk singers, musicians, artists to use their art to make a statement. Because art is one of the best ways that things change in our world.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Ron Israel, and we'll definitely do it all again.
Thanks, John.
All right, folks. Well, we're going to take another quick break here, and we'll be back with some more new music and whatnot right after this.